WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
It used to be that to diagnose Alzheimer's disease, a person would have to pass away and have an autopsy. Things are now rapidly changing, with imaging becoming available for the living patient. Dr. Gregory Jaika is a neurologist at UK Healthcare who specializes in taking care of patients with dementing diseases. Greg, thank you very much for talking with me. I recently learned from UK Now, the UK publication, that there is a collaboration between your service and the radiology service at UK Healthcare looking at new techniques of imaging in dementing diseases such as Alzheimer's disease. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, this is really great, and it's really where UK is kind of at the forefront, you know, because we've been working over the last several decades to develop better imaging. When I came here a couple decades ago, there was a common saying, and it was pretty darn correct, that you couldn't definitively diagnose something like Alzheimer's until a patient actually passed away and had an autopsy. That has really been flipped right over, where we've developed the ability to measure sometimes in biofluids, but certainly importantly with imaging, what we call molecular imaging, to actually see the plaques and tangles of Alzheimer's disease. So what began as research has slowly, through our efforts here at UK, moved its way into the clinical space. So the research that proves successful is moved towards advances in clinical care. And this collaboration with radiology in molecular PET imaging of degenerative disease is a prime example of how we've been able to really push that forward to enable more accurate diagnoses, which again facilitates, you know, our push for personalized medicine.
Well, you anticipated one of my questions, Greg. I was thinking as you were talking, is this an MRI? Is it some type of CT? But you mentioned PET scanning. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
So we have a few different, and sometimes we use the MRI in the same fashion, Greg. We used to use the MRI to rule out no brain tumor, no big stroke, but the advances in MRI as well have been tremendous, where we can start to actually see disease that we never recognized before. It was always there in front of our eyes. But when it comes to molecular imaging, what that really means is we're actually able to see the proteins in the brain that are dangerous or destructive to the brain tissue. MRIs can't see individual proteins like that, but molecular PET imaging is a technique where there is a tracer that's injected into somebody's bloodstream, and that tracer is very, very specific. It will attach to disease proteins, and they can be very specific in nature. And then when we take a picture, we see the disease in real time. So the PET scans are safe. The amount of radiation that one receives is more than just ambient background in our day in, day out lives. But many people don't realize that a PET scan gives an exposure of radiation about the same as you get if you fly to California round trip, which I happen to do several times per year because I have a grandchild out there. So very safe to do, and the insights that it provides also helps us build on our understanding of how these diseases evolve over time and how effective treatments are in reversing those disease changes. Things we couldn't get from just an autopsy, which is kind of a still photograph from one point in time, now we're actually able to see dementia as a living of evolving disease state that we can intervene on.
Is this molecular scanning, Greg, at this point in an investigative phase, or is it currently being used clinically by neurologists?
No, it's actually broken through in the last few years to clinical care. And so Medicare is paying for these scans. When we have a question of Alzheimer's disease, we need to know if we're going to use a medicine to try to remove the amyloid plaques from somebody's brain, do they actually have amyloid plaques? And so the amyloid PET imaging, which is one of the types of molecular imaging, tells us definitively if there are amyloid plaques in the brain and whether or not we should use that medicine or not. If we have somebody with dementia who has a negative amyloid scan, then we're able to tell them, no, you still have dementia of some sort, but this isn't Alzheimer's. We may need to use different imaging modalities to figure out what is the underlying cause so that we can select the right medicines to try to stop or even potentially reverse some of those changes.
It truly is amazing. I think you and I are of the same generation of physicians, and it's truly amazing how things have changed since we were in medical school, since we were in residency training. Your head must be spinning a little bit at all these new modalities that you have at your disposal to help your patients.
I don't know about that. Maybe exploding sometimes, but as much as exploding with the amount of knowledge and understanding that we've gained, really exploding with the enthusiasm for how much more able we are to be accurate in our diagnoses, how much more able we are to provide the right care for patients, and for the first time to actually bend the curve. And previously, all forms of dementia have really been incurable, untreatable, universally fatal. And we're starting to bend the curve. We're starting to actually change the disease itself. And so if my head explodes for anything, Greg, it's that excitement of what we're able to do to help people.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaika, neurologist at UK Healthcare, for talking with us about new imaging techniques for diagnosing dementia. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.